AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Three people are dead, dozens hurt in an Amtrak crash and derailment in Missouri. AP's Mike Gracia has this.
An Amtrak train traveling from Los Angeles to Chicago collided with a dump truck in a remote area of Missouri Monday afternoon, killing three people.
Two on the train and one in the dump truck.
Corporal Justin Dunn of Missouri Highway Patrol.
The train had approximately 207 passengers, as well as crew members.
Hospitals reported receiving more than 40 people who were injured in the crash, and more were expected. Amtrak officials said seven cars derailed. The collision was at a rural intersection on a gravel road with no lights or electric controls. It was the second Amtrak collision in as many days. Sunday afternoon, three people were killed when an Amtrak commuter train smashed into a car in Northern California. I'm Mike Gracia.
The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol by supporters and then-President Donald Trump has scheduled another hearing tomorrow afternoon after announcing additional evidence has emerged. The Supreme Court's rejection of abortion rights nationally sets off legal battles in the states.
In anticipation of the Supreme Court ruling that there is no constitutional protection for abortion, 13 states enacted trigger laws, including Louisiana, where a statewide abortion ban was designed to automatically take effect. A judge in New Orleans has now temporarily blocked enforcement of the ban pending a hearing next month. The fight in conservative Louisiana is playing out elsewhere as one side tries to quickly enact statewide abortion bans and the other moves to block or at least delay them. Lawsuits could also target old anti-abortion laws that went unenforced for nearly 50 years. Newer abortion restrictions that were on hold pending the high court ruling are also now in play. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. Senior Biden administration officials are in Venezuela to rebuild relations and check on U.S. executives in jail there.
A State Department spokesperson says the U.S. delegation that arrived in Caracas includes Ambassador James Story, who heads the U.S. government Venezuelan Affairs Unit out of neighboring Colombia. The visit comes as the Ukraine war drags on and is driving gas prices higher because of sanctions on Russia. The delegation also includes Roger Carstens, the special presidential envoy on hostage affairs. His visit is said to be a welfare check focused on the safety of several detained U.S. citizens, including a group of oil executives from Houston-based Citgo, jailed for more than 4 years. There have been recent signs of thawing relations between Washington and Caracas. I'm Norman Hall.
Harris County, Texas Sheriff Ed Gonzalez drops his bid to head Immigration and Customs Enforcement after waiting more than a year for the Senate to act on his nomination by President Biden. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.